The revised Senate Clarity Act represents a significant shift in the regulatory landscape for stablecoins, aiming to redefine how users interact with these digital assets through activity-based reward mechanisms.
This legislative proposal, which stands for Consumer Learning and Understanding of Relevant Technologies and Investments in Cryptocurrency, seeks to address the growing complexity of digital asset markets by establishing clear guidelines for stablecoin operations.
By focusing on activity-based rewards and banning interest for holding tokens, the Act reflects a broader effort to balance innovation with risk mitigation in the cryptocurrency space.
Below is a detailed summary of the key aspects of the revised Clarity Act, its implications for the crypto market, and the critical takeaways for stakeholders.
Understanding the Clarity Act, a regulatory framework for digital assets, the Clarity Act is a legislative initiative designed to create a structured regulatory environment for digital assets, with a particular emphasis on stablecoins.
Stablecoins, which are pegged to traditional assets like the U.S. dollar, have become integral to the cryptocurrency ecosystem due to their stability and utility in transactions.
However, their rapid growth has raised concerns about market manipulation, liquidity risks, and regulatory ambiguity.
The revised draft of the Clarity Act addresses these challenges by introducing a framework that prioritizes transparency, accountability, and user engagement.
The Act's primary goal is to foster innovation while ensuring that stablecoins operate within a secure and predictable regulatory environment.
By doing so, it aims to protect consumers, investors, and businesses from the inherent risks associated with unregulated digital assets.
The legislation's focus on activity-based rewards and the prohibition of interest on held tokens underscores its intent to shift the economic incentives for stablecoin users from passive holding to active participation in the digital economy.
Key provisions of the revised draft: activity-based rewards and regulatory clarity. The revised Clarity Act introduces three core provisions that fundamentally alter the dynamics of stablecoin usage.
1. Activity-based stablecoin rewards. The most notable innovation in the revised draft is the introduction of activity-based reward mechanisms for stablecoin users.
Under this model, users can earn rewards for engaging in specific actions, such as transactions, making payments or transfers using stablecoins, wallet usage, utilizing stablecoin wallets for storing, sending, or receiving funds, staking, participating in staking protocols to validate transactions on blockchain networks.
This approach incentivizes users to actively participate in the digital economy rather than passively holding stablecoins.
By rewarding users for their engagement, the Act aims to drive transaction volumes, enhance liquidity, and promote the adoption of stablecoins in everyday financial activities.
For example, businesses might integrate stablecoins into their payment systems, knowing that users are motivated to transact rather than hoard tokens.
2. Banning interest for holding tokens. A critical component of the revised Clarity Act is the prohibition of interest payments for holding stablecoins.
This provision seeks to eliminate the risks associated with interest-bearing accounts, which could lead to market instability if not properly managed.
For instance, if a stablecoin issuer offers high returns for holding tokens, it may create artificial demand that could distort the token's peg to its underlying asset.
By banning interest on held tokens, the Act aims to prevent speculative behavior and ensure that stablecoins remain stable and reliable.
This move also aligns with broader regulatory efforts to reduce the concentration of risk in the stablecoin market.
However, it raises questions about the attractiveness of stablecoins for investors who rely on passive income strategies.
3. Regulatory clarity and market safeguards. The Clarity Act emphasizes the need for regulatory clarity to foster innovation while addressing systemic risks.
By establishing clear guidelines for stablecoin operations, the legislation seeks to create a level playing field for market participants.
This includes requirements for transparency in token issuance, mechanisms for auditing reserves, and protocols for handling liquidity crises.
The Act also mandates that stablecoin issuers maintain sufficient reserves to back their tokens, ensuring that,